Pope Benedict XVI has expressed hope that a Dublin conference beginning today, Monday, will ban cluster bombs.
Auspico che grazie alla responsabilità di tutti I partecipanti.
After reciting the Angelus in Genoa's Piazza Matteotti during his two-day pastoral visit to the northern Italian cities of Savona and Genoa, the Pope expressed the hope that, through the responsibility of all the participants, a strong and credible international instrument will be created.
È necessario, infatti, rimediare agli errori del passato.
In fact, said Pope Benedict, it is necessary to remedy the errors of the past and to avoid their repetition in the future. The Pope added that he accompanies the victims of cluster munitions and their families with his prayers, as well as the participants in the conference, and offers his best wishes of success. I decided to find out more about this conference and also about cluster bombs themselves. How do they work? Who are their main victims? In which countries have they wrought death and devastation? I called up Trocara, the development agency of the Catholic Church in Ireland. It's also part of the Irish Cluster Munition Coalition and has taken front line in the battle to ban these deadly weapons.
My name is Alice Mary Higgins. I am the campaigns officer with Trocara. And Trocara are very actively involved in the Cluster Munitions Coalition, who are pushing for a ban on all cluster munitions in the treaty negotiations taking place in Dublin over the next 2 weeks.
Let's start talking about the conference that opens today. What exactly is its aim and who's participating?
There are over 116 countries who are currently on board and have signed the Wellington Declaration. The Wellington Declaration is a statement looking to produce a ban on cluster munitions, which cause unacceptable harm to civilians. There are 116 countries, as I said, who have signed this declaration and are looking to sign the treaty here. There are a number of other countries who will be attending in an observer status, and there are a number of countries who are not attending, a small number of countries who are not attending.
I have read, actually, that it'll be unprecedentedly important, this ban. Why?
Since the historic treaty on banning landmines, the next battle really has been on cluster munitions. And for over a decade, there has been active campaigning for a ban on cluster munitions, which effectively operate in quite a similar way to landmines in the damage that they cause. The cluster munition is a bomb containing a number of smaller subsidiary munitions, which scatter over a very large area on impact, and which can remain active and alive and causing damage to civilians for a considerable period of time after that impact. So they're indiscriminate and have a very large area of impact and are of particular danger to civilians. So this is a real chance to take something which should not be part of the armory of war out of the armory of war. And I think since landmines, there hasn't been such an important disarmament treaty negotiated with so many countries on board and so many countries willing to make that step.
Which are the countries that have been hardest hit by the use of this type of munition?
The effects of cluster munitions have remained very active in countries going back even actually to Vietnam and to Laos. There are still injuries happening in countries such as Laos, and indeed into Burma as well. There are still injuries, there are still deaths, there are still maimings happening from munitions dropped as long ago as the war in the 60s, and that 30 years later are still active. More recently, some of the more devastating effects have been seen in Iraq and in Lebanon. There have also been similar impacts in countries such as Sri Lanka. So it's something which has affected civilians all over the world and over a period of about 30 years. Afghanistan, Iraq and Lebanon would be three of the countries most recently suffering the effects of cluster munitions.
Is this long-term effect, I imagine, because an unexploded bomb just lies in the soil like a landmine would?
An unexploded bomblet, they're really tiny bomblets as well, which is, I think, to understand, they can be quite small They almost look like toys in terms for children. They're small, round, often brightly coloured. They lay in the ground, and in places where you have a climate which there is occasional flooding and wet seasons and dry seasons, what can also happen is that they can become embedded in the soil, in that they will sink during the wet season, be covered over, and become rise to the surface again during the dry season. So in countries such as Laos, you have bomlets, as I said, still active after 30 years, which remain in the soil and can be activated just like landmines by unexpected pressure. However, also, you will have ones which don't go into the soil, which will lodge even in trees and in the undergrowth. That's something, the effect of that has been seen in Lebanon, where cluster munitions lodged in the vegetation around a village, and very often it was pastoralists and indeed children who would come across these munitions.
Now, you were saying that there are 116 representatives of different nations at the conference in Dublin. Who are the people who are not there, who are most evidently not there, shall we say?
Well, other countries who are not part of the 116 who have signed up to the Wellington Declaration, maybe they're in an observer status. But those countries who have not signed up to that declaration as yet, and who are, in a sense, holding out around this treaty, include the US, China, Russia, and Israel. These would be four of the countries who, you know, are still in a position of stockpiling or use of cluster munitions, and who have as yet not indicated a willingness to sign up to or participate in this treaty.
Finally, you know that Pope Benedict XVI yesterday actually expressed his hope that the ban will be secured during this conference. Do you think his words will give a good impetus to the conference? Do you think it's important that the Pope speak out?
I think it is very important. And I know, I mean, Trocra, as a Catholic development justice organisation, has felt it's crucial that we speak out on the fundamental moral implications of this. It's part of the, I think, established part of Catholic social teaching is the protection of civilian life and the proportionalities and of that there's any act of war which is indiscriminate in its implications for civilians is morally wrong and a moral charge. So I think anything that adds to that is absolutely important. And I know that Ireland, as quite a small country, has played a key role in pushing this treaty forward in the initial role. And I know that the Holy See, who have a delegation here as well, have also played a role. So as well as giving that public statement and that kind of public moral impetus, there is a sense in which I know smaller countries such as Ireland and the Holy See also can play a role in pushing the negotiations and making sure, and this is crucial, that we don't just get a treaty on cluster munitions, but we get one that's strong and we get one without loopholes, without delays built into it, without exceptions. And I think that the detail will be some of the challenge that we face in the next period of time as well.
Thank you very, very much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just to say that I think it's a very historic opportunity. It's something really monumental in a way. If we look at the immediate impact that this can have in terms of the future and future-proofing, so making sure that we not only produce something which bans the current cluster munitions that are stockpiled around the world, but something which protects us against future production of any weapon which acts in this indiscriminate and disproportionate way, endangering civilian life. So I think just to encourage people to follow the negotiations and following the negotiations to press their individual leaders and delegates to make sure that it really is implemented and implemented strongly and fully and speedily. As we saw in just 48 hours in the Lebanon, a huge number of cluster munitions, 70% of those dropped within the war were dropped in just 48 hours. So every period of time is crucial in terms of making sure that when this treaty is signed, it is implemented immediately.
That was Alice Mary Higgins, Campaigns Officer with Trocara.